Well, again, what I thought I would do here today is give you just a brief update on our last day of the trade mission, and then we'll open it up to questions and answers. I've got, actually don't have either Greg Eyeball has returned home over the weekend, and Brenda Hicks-Sorensen is not with me, but I will do the best job I can without their assistance. The day today consisted of us getting up and going to the U.S. Embassy, where we got a briefing by the embassy staff there on the situation here in Denmark with regard to trade, economics, politics, and so forth. Again, can't say enough about how much I appreciate the embassy staff supporting the mission and bringing us up to date on information and really just being really tremendously helpful. And in fact, one of the people here, Foreign Services, from Lincoln originally, so that was fun to have somebody who is from the state on board as part of the briefing team. After we got briefed by the embassy staff, we went to Novozyme, and we had a roundtable discussion with bioscience companies, just talking about, it ended up being a conversation mostly around ethanol and biofuels and the state of the art with regard to where the technology is and how Europe's looking and so forth. I thought that was a very good discussion with a variety of companies. And then we went off, then I had a meeting with the CEO of Novozyme, Peter Nielsen, and discussed, their expansion plans and just get a briefing more specifically on their company and what they thought would happen. We had a tour of Novozymes, which was very interesting. For those of you who may not be aware, Novozymes creates industrial enzymes, and a lot of it is done by just going to Mother Nature and finding enzymes that fit their needs and then figuring out how to produce them on a large scale. The tour ended, and then we came back to the hotel and then finished up the evening or finished up the day with a reception for Danish companies at the U.S. Ambassador's residence. Ambassador Gifford was, again, just a great host. And we had lots of great conversation. It was a really nice way to end the day. And again, just really facilitated making some of the connections that we've had with some of the Danish companies who may be interested in looking to come to the United States. And we invited them all to come to the Passport Weekend in September, September 11th and 12th. And so we look forward to getting a few takers on that to come visit us in Nebraska. The other thing I'd love to just finish up by saying is that you can be very proud of the delegation, as I think you all have the list of everybody was on board. We had producers from all across the state, and they did a fantastic job of representing Nebraska, really highlighted the great family farms and ranches that we have all across the state, the great industry we have all across the state. And it was an interesting comment that the ambassador made to me this evening was that, the governors and mayors who come to visit bring the people who are actually doing the work, and that has a huge impact. And that was one of the themes we heard at every stop, that bringing the people who are actually doing the work made such a huge impression because they could tell, their firsthand stories about how great it was to be in Nebraska, to have their businesses grow in Nebraska, to be an agricultural producer in Nebraska. And it was really one of the things I think that did the most for us as far as telling the Nebraska story. So with that, why don't we go ahead and open up to questions and answers. And again, please announce yourself before asking a question.
Beverly Perry, KTIV.
Yes, Beverly.
Hi. I have a quick question. What is the most important thing that you can bring back to Nebraska from this trip that you had?
Well, the most important thing that we did was to be able to leave, dispel some of the myths about culture in Europe. That there really is a perception that we are big corporate entities, and that couldn't be further from the truth with 98% of our farms and ranches being family-owned. And part of what we have to overcome to get our products more accepted in Europe is really get past that notion so the consumer is more accepting. I think also we brought back a great perception from the European Union standpoint of what consumers here are looking for. And that's something that, we can either look to meet their needs, or in some cases, when we're talking about innovations in bioscience, work with them to, you know, on the science part of it, to make sure that we can get our products accepted and sold into the European Union. I think you'll find that many of the producers are looking to use the innovations we're creating in bioscience, and in many ways, the law is just not keeping up. And so I think to the extent that we can help change that perspective, that's going to be a huge win long run for everybody in Nebraska.
Governor, this is Ken Rogers at AgView. As you look at the overall impact, and you talked about the most important thing, but would you label this more fact-finding, or will there be some intense follow-up meetings, and we'll see maybe more investment from these companies and the folks you talked to back into Nebraska?
Well, the expectation is that we will see two things. One, more investment back into Nebraska, and then also that our products are having an easier time getting accepted into foreign markets. And we made a lot of great connections on this trip in every stop we made. At every stop, we had roundtables or seminars to introduce ourselves to companies in the specific regions. And we've already had follow-ups from some of those companies in Italy, for instance. And I think the thing to remember is this is about developing relationships, so it's not a one-and-done. This is about long-term relationships where we now have to get back, you know, respond very quickly to those companies, get them the information they need, get them to Nebraska. But we had a lot of interest even tonight at the ambassador's residence when we were talking with some of the Danish companies. The Danes are very pro-free trade. They're very interested in coming to the United States, very interested in coming to Nebraska to find out more about us. And so I'm hopeful that we'll see several of those companies represented coming to Nebraska this year and hopefully over for the Nebraska Diplomats Passport Weekend.
Thank you.
Russell Hubbard, Omaha World Herald. Governor, does No Designs have any concrete expansions plans in the United States? Is Nebraska in the running for those?
Nebraska is absolutely in the running for expansion plans for No Designs going forward. One of the barriers now, frankly, has been the EPA. With the EPA changing the rules, you know, pulling the rug from out from underneath our producers and our ethanol companies by changing the RFS standard, they've created uncertainty, and that uncertainty is impacting Novozymes as it's impacting the rest of the industry. So they, Novozymes is now looking at all their investment plans and thinking about that in light of the EPA's decision. And frankly, this is one of the things that we were all very concerned about, is that when the EPA changes the rules, it creates uncertainty, and that is going to be a barrier to business investment, and that will hamper the job creation. And it seems as if that's what's playing out here right now.
Rick Vincent, KTIC Radio. Governor, can you go into some detail about some of the unique characteristics or benefits of locating biosciences in Nebraska?
Absolutely. You know, we've got a strong history and legacy of agriculture in our state. It's our largest industry. And we've got the best producers in the world right in our state. So we're producing a great, you know, foundation of commodities. And then if you combine that with our workforce, which is top-notch, I know from hiring Nebraskans that when you hire a Nebraskan, you get somebody who's well-educated, who's got a great work ethic, who's loyal and going to help your company succeed. And you combine that with our central location with regard to transportation, north, south, east, west, roads, rails, we really have the opportunity to be able to create an agribusiness hub. And in fact, this is what the Omaha Chamber paper was about at the Governor's Ag Conference earlier this year, about that opportunity for us to create that in Nebraska. And that's one of the things that we talked about on this trip, about the opportunities we have in food, food processing, water, biofuels, bioscience. We've got a lot of opportunity in Nebraska really to take advantage of it with the natural traits that we've got here, and that's what we should build upon.
Governor Brett Martin with Nebraska Radio Network. How familiar with Nebraska did you find those you spoke to? In other words, how much education did you need to do to those you met with about Nebraska?
There was a fair amount of education we had to go to. Obviously, Novozymes in particular was very familiar with us, as is, for instance, CNH Industries, you know, Case New Holland, who has a plant in Nebraska. But for many of the people that we were talking with, they were unfamiliar with Nebraska. And, you know, it was a great opportunity for us, again, to highlight the people who came from Nebraska on the delegation to tell them firsthand what it was like. I think the CEO of Novozymes, who you know, is familiar with Nebraska already, was very impressed by the people who came over and how we talked about the quality of life. And that's one of the things that was really important to him as he was thinking about, you know, again, how where he might expand his company in the future. Obviously, the business case still has to make sense. But I think some of the intangibles about, you know, the quality of our workforce, the work ethic, the quality of life, those were all things that I think play an impact. And so we did quite a bit of education here, and I think it all was to our benefit. And we've got to follow up on these relationships and continue to build them. But it was, in many cases, a great start.
Governor, Aaron Sandiford with the World Herald's editorial pages. I just wanted to ask a little bit, if I could, about some of the education that you guys are trying to do. Obviously, Europe has been a tough market for Nebraska agriculture, in particular, what they perceive as GMOs. Can you talk a little bit about growing global population numbers and whether that's having any effect on some folks on the continent and their thinking about drought-resistant crops?
Talking about the innovations in bioscience was definitely one of the more important things we did to try and educate people about what we do in the United States. All the science points in our direction of producing a safe product that will help feed the world. And there is a bias in Europe against these products. They've, within the last few weeks, started to allow a few of them in, and we need to make sure that the backlog of those gets processed and that we do more. We certainly, one of the things we made the case to the folks there is that if you are going to feed a world that's going to have a couple more billion people on it in the not too distant future, you're going to have to increase productivity. And that's one of the ways, with the path that European agriculture is going down, you're not going to be able to do that. So one of the things I would say is I was very pleasantly surprised to find is that at least in talking to the EU commissioners, they were very much in favor of using science to make their determinations, which was said to me is that they don't just have this reaction to things such as GMOs, that they're willing to listen to the science. Now, it also means we got to continue to work and educate not only the commissioners, but other interests within the European Union, and in particular consumers, about the safety and what a great products we have. But I was heartened by the response we got back from the EU commissioners on this topic in particular. All right, great. Anybody else have any other questions?
Governor, anything that you learned on this trade mission you're going to carry to other trade missions? I think you've talked about that trade missions are important and are going to be important in your administration.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things I've already talked to both Director Ibaugh and Director Hicks Sorensen about was doing a debrief, you know, again, sending out surveys to the people who are on the mission to find out what they thought worked, what we could do better on, and just doing our own internal assessment. So we'll take some lessons away from that. I think, again, the keys are going to be continue to work with the resources we have available in the countries, whether it's going to be, for instance, the different chambers of commerce, the different trade associations, the embassy staffs or the consulates. We really need to make sure that we, you know, tap into all those to try and draw in as many companies as possible. So I think we, you know, had some learnings here about how we can, you know, continue to build upon what we've done on this this trade mission for future trade missions. And so I'm excited to see what the team can do. But I'm very pleased with the way this mission went, and we'll certainly look to continue to improve. We always want to be looking for how we can do things better. But I really am very pleased with the results of this mission. All right, folks, I don't hear any more questions, and we've got to catch a bus at 5:30 in the morning, and it's almost 10 o'clock now. So I appreciate all of you following along on the mission for the last week and a half or so. And again, I'm very pleased with the way it went, and I just want to, again, express my gratitude to all the consulate and embassy staffs who helped us out. The Departments of Agriculture and Economic Development, who worked very hard to put this trip together, but most of all, the producers and business people who came along on this trip to really represent Nebraska so well. You can be very proud of the people who came along. They just did a fantastic job. Again, these are folks who are volunteering their time. They're paying their own way to make this trip, and they're doing it on behalf of the state. And you can be very proud of the way they represent Nebraska. I think their presence was probably the most impactful thing on this trip. So with that, I will sign off, and I hope you all have a great week, and I'm sure we'll be talking again soon.
Thanks, Governor.
Good night.
Thanks, Governor.